All right, two great interviews today with two fabulous people making a difference and making things happen in Boone County. Stay tuned. In coming weeks, there's going to be many more interviews with the movers and shakers and fun people of our community. You're not going to want to miss that. I'm going to close every episode with doing an event roundup, everything happening in Boone County this weekend and in the coming week. And with it being Easter tomorrow, we have tons of Easter egg hunt opportunities for you today. I'll start off with Lebanon. There is an Easter egg hunt in Memorial Park today, starting at 10:30. A lucky golden egg will be in each hunt, and whoever gets the golden egg will receive a special prize. The age groups are 2 to 4, 5 to 7, and 8 to 10, and the Easter Bunny will be there as well, so be sure to check that out. In Whitestown today, there is another Easter egg hunt in Main Street Park from 10 to noon. There's going to be sponsors, vendors, do-it-yourself bird feeder craft, and of course, the Easter Bunny is going to be there as well. How does the Easter Bunny get to all these locations? We don't know. He's magic, that's why. In Zionsville, at Lions Park today, they are going to have over 25,000 eggs available for the kids. It started at 9, but it's continuing starting at 10. There's going to be an egg stroll for groups 1 to 2 years and 3 to 4 years. And then starting at 10:30, there's going to be age groups for 5 to 6-year-olds and then 7 and up at staggered start times. No pre-registration or tickets required. You can enter Lions Park, main parking lot off of Sycamore Street. Finally, there's one in Frankfort, an Easter egg hunt at TPA Park from 11 to 1 today. So no matter where you live, there is an Easter egg hunt near you. If you have little ones, especially, go check some of those out. If you're looking for something besides Easter activities, next week on April 6th, the Boone County Garden Fest is going to be at the Boone County 4-H Fairgrounds, April 6th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is a free event featuring vendor booths, educational information, native plants, a cafe, soil testing, and question and answer opportunities with Boone County Master Gardeners. Three garden experts are going to speak on topics of interest. So be sure to check that out. That is going to be a week from today, April 6th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Boone County Fairgrounds. Looks like the speaker topics are going to be pollinator plants, the laws of attraction, and taking care of orchids. So if you are a gardener, like I am very much not, I tried to start a garden during COVID. Didn't work out very well. It's just a sad dirt pile in my yard now. But if you're into that, go check it out. Next week's episode is going to be very exciting. As you most likely know, we have an eclipse coming Monday, April 8th. It is going to be the event of the century. We haven't had one in something like 700 years here in Indiana. I wonder if there's like a ancient painting, medieval painting of whoever lived in Indiana in the 1200s describing what it was like. But we're having an eclipse. They are expecting tens and tens of thousands of people, possibly even hundreds of thousands of people. Boone County is going to be a madhouse next weekend. We're going to have talks with multiple parks departments. There are so many activities happening next weekend. If you feel brave enough to get out of the house, there is going to be no shortage of things to do. Fun for all ages, movies, activities, food trucks. Any place that has a food truck, I'm there. Food just tastes better out of a food truck. I don't know why. It's just the laws of nature. But tune in next week as we are going to explore that and hear more about the eclipse. So with that, I say to Whites Toodaloos, Lebadoodles, Zionsvillians, and residents of Frankfurt, Jamestown, and Thornton, we're going to figure that one out and come up with clever names for all of you. This has been the first episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Send me feedback, matt.radiomom@gmail.com. If you have an event you want featured, if you have constructive feedback for me, or topics you would like to see discussed. Maybe there's something really cool happening in Boone County that I don't even know about. Hit me up. I would love to hear about it, and we will get it featured on this show as soon as we can. Be good to yourself, be good to one another, and I will see you again next week.